We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It is first and 10, Cowboys outside the 10. Well, they were down there in that territory before and fumbled the football. First and 10, Romo back. He floats it out on the far side to Barber. Barber fumbles the football. It's stripped away. It's picked up. It's Hanson down the near sideline. 50, 40, 30, 20, 10, 5. Touchdown! Auxilio Hanson, 97 yards.
Marks and Reese, we're back. It's another good one from the Eagles and Cowboys rivalry. What year was that? Auxilio Hanson must have been...
It was 2008.
Eight, yeah.
44-6.
Oh, that's the 44-6. 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phones. You've been waiting a long time. Let's do it. We'll start off with Andrew in Quakertown. Andrew, how are you?
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Good, man. What's up?
What's up, Andrew?
Hey, honored to talk to my favorite Nick roll-wearing Eagle of all time.
Get my neck roll!
Appreciate that, Jack.
Yeah, no problem. Hey, so I just wanted to talk. I haven't really had a moment that I've hated the Cowboys, when I learned to hate the Cowboys, because I've hated them my whole life for a reason. I grew up in a household of four brothers. Two of those brothers were Cowboys fans. One was an Eagles fan. He made sure that I was an Eagles fan from the start, and he knew that I needed to know how this rivalry was. So I've hated them from the start, really. But the moment that I really got into it was my dad took me and one of my brothers to the 1997 game at the Vet. And my brother was hating on me the whole time because it was 12-6 Dallas up until the last minute. And Rodney Peet drives him down the field, gets him to the end zone, hits Chad Lewis with 16 seconds left in the game, and wins it 13-12. I was at that game in that side of the field. That was the most exciting moment I've ever been at an Eagles game, and it solidified my love for this rivalry.
That's awesome. That's good, Andrew. Thank you. And you know what? If you were at those games, like really, obviously like the 70s into the 80s, Dick Vermeil made it a big thing about hating the Cowboys, and then Buddy Ryan did the same thing. But when they got really good, when the Cowboys got really good in the 90s, when they're really good and the Eagles are good but not good enough, and the Eagles would beat them in the regular season, but then come playoff time, they weren't good enough where the Cowboys would beat them in the playoffs. So it really made that rivalry, at least from the Eagles fan standpoint, to hate the Cowboys so much easier, and it was just so much of a bigger hate, right? Like they had Michael Irvin, they had Emmitt Smith, they had Deion Sanders for a long time, right? Like you had players that embraced the role of being the bad guy, and it worked for them. And we loved to hate them too. It was great.
Yeah, they were winning Super Bowls.
Yeah, and we had the team in the late 80s we thought was going to be the team that was winning all the Super Bowls, and it never worked. Let's go to Dominic in Cherry Hill. Dominic, how are you?
Yo, guys, how you doing?
Dominic.
What's up, Dom?
Happy Friday, man. It's so exciting, this Cowboys weekend. But, you know, I have two reasons why I'm honestly worried about this game, and then I'll give you my memory of hating the Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
The one reason is, and it's just plain and simple, I just like feel like our defense still has trouble with giving up big plays. And I don't care where it comes from, whether it's Daniel Jones sprinting for an 89, 95-yard run, or is it now going to be Zeke that rushes for 200 yards? Like, I'm getting a little nervous about that part of it, where we're still giving up big plays.
Yeah, I mean, that's still there. I mean, we forget about the, what was it, a 39-yard touchdown that Golden Tate had? I mean, earlier in that game, the first touchdown the Giants scored on, That was a 30-something yard touchdown there. And then, obviously, the Daniel Jones run. That was them taking advantage of what they've seen on tape from Brandon and these defensive ends. They like to crash down. And basically, the Eagles didn't expect Daniel Jones to run the ball, which I don't know why they didn't expect him to run the ball. He's a good athlete. I don't think – well, I haven't seen Ben DiNucci on tape, so I don't know if he's a good runner or not.
Yeah, well, and that's definitely a good point. And the second thing is, I just don't know with injuries. Like, I mean, at this point in the year, it's like, oh, somebody could get hurt, and it changes everything in the game. So it's like that in and of itself, I've been always, like, thinking about, you know, even from Dak getting hurt. It's just, like, makes me worried, man. It's just like, you know, I don't know. I'm worried a little bit about the injury. So, you know, but I think we win the game. But I have to tell you, when I started hating the Cowboys, because I think it's really hilarious, my dad, ever since I started kindergarten, would always tell me to ask two questions when you meet someone new. And it'd be, one, what do you like to do? Two, do you hate the Cowboys? Or, you know what I mean? He would always bring up the Cowboys. Are you a Cowboys fan? You know, he wanted me to bring it up in conversation so I can start judging people, you know, properly.
I like it.
Good stuff, Tom. Appreciate it. I know there are some relationships out there of Cowboys fans and Eagles fans that are boyfriend, girlfriend, married. You know, you get a lot of that with the Steelers and the Eagles fans because you have a lot of people that come over here or vice versa for college. And
yeah, I don't think anybody's not marrying or staying in a relationship with somebody because of who they root for. They may say it, but I ain't buying it.
No?
Mm-mm.
Well,
because if he or she is right, you don't give a damn who they root for.
Well, that's true.
That's the point.
But if you're like, well, I guess he's good enough or I guess she's good enough, like you're not totally sold. And it's, by the way, oh, how about them Cowboys? Then that might change things.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about married couples and couples that actually last. Like, they didn't break up because of fandom. Like, I'm not buying that.
Wait, but you know what, though? It's like...
That's why you always hear the spouse say, "Yeah, I married a Giant fan," or "I married a Cowboy fan." You can't help who you fall in love with. Yeah.
Don't we agree, as annoying as they are, and we haven't heard from any... we have one or two Cowboys fans today that called in. As annoying as they can be, it's still like they're also stimulus for a football season, right? So if they're good, they're extra annoying. If they're not good, we like to make fun of them and say they don't call in. So the Cowboy fan is actually really good stimulus for us from our perspective. So, I mean, I like them. I love Cowboys fans. 215-592-9494. Can we have Cowboys fans to call in?
Well, but they suck now.
They did, well, of course, because the team stinks.
Yeah, I mean, Angry Al, like, didn't bring anything. You know, it was absolutely nothing from Angry Al. Very disappointing Angry Al call.
Yeah, he had nothing. Well, I mean, Ben DiNucci's the quarterback.
I know. Like, can't they talk themselves into, like, next Romo or, you know, I mean, Romo was undrafted, too. At least Ben DiNucci was drafted.
Is there a quarterback, is there a Cowboy fan out there with some juice? 215-592-9494.
It's not possible. It's the Cowboys have killed him.
Yeah, I agree.
There's not one Cowboys fan out there that has any juice left.
No.
They haven't been good since 95. Like, yeah. Like, literally, like, what would you root for?
And I think obviously the major blow was when Dak got injured. And then they thought for a week or two, like,
well, oh, Andy Dalton might be better.
Andy Dalton is, well, we got enough weapons on offense. Andy Dalton should be able to acquit himself very well.
And they'll run the ball more, and they might actually be better off.
Well, it would have worked, but you're turning the ball over. I mean, it wasn't Andy Dalton's fault they lost to Arizona. Zeke fumbled the ball twice
in a row.
You know, so, and then their defense. Andy Dalton can't do anything about the defense. They can't stop anybody.
Yeah, they're probably not going to call.
They can't stop it. No, you're not getting any Cowboys fans calling. Calling for what? Cowboy fans are basically throwing in the towel on the season.
They are. Yep.
Yeah.
Even though the division's right there, right? I mean, they could win the division and go to the playoffs, but they know.
But they don't want the division.
No.
They won a Super Bowl, and I don't blame them. See, if we hadn't won the Super Bowl in 17, we wouldn't be sitting here all chunked up and happy that the Eagles got a chance to win a bad division. So, hell, some people still aren't happy about it. But Cowboys fans, coming into this year, they had to have felt like this was their year. They got CeeDee Lamb in the draft.
It was a popular pick.
They got
pick
Dak
by the
coming
National
back. Football. They got one of the best. They got one of the most talented rosters in the NFL. They got former Super Bowl winning coach Mike McCarthy now as their head coach. They had legitimate Super Bowl aspirations. We had fictitious Super Bowl aspirations. We're like, we're going to win a Super Bowl every year. You know damn well that this team wasn't ready to win no Super Bowl. Eagles aren't ready to win a Super Bowl this year. Not anybody that's looking at it through clear eyes, right? But Cowboys fans had realistic Super Bowl aspirations.
Sure.
So their hopes have been crushed when Dak got injured and then Andy Dalton played the way, and then Zeke's not right. He's fumbling. They got nothing right now.
Defense is terrible.
Yeah, they got nothing, man.
Coaching staff's brutal.
Yeah, Cowboy fans feel like, what the hell?
Mm-hmm. Let's go to Pastor Wheeler in New Jersey. Pastor Wheeler, how are you?
God bless everyone.
God bless you.
What's up, Pastor?
Yeah, I stopped liking the Cowboys when I was in Pop Warner football, but we called it Sportsman League back then. And I was on the Cowboys. Everybody loved the Cowboys. And then the next year, they drafted me as an Eagle. And the coach was telling me about the Eagles and the Cowboys rivalry. And ever since then, even when we played them in Sportsman League, it was a battle. And I've been disliking them ever since then up until now.
Yeah.
All the way back to when I was 11 years old. And I became an Eagle fan.
See, I wish I had grew up hating the Cowboys. I got in late. I've been hating them for about the last 20-plus years, though.
And my favorite player was Wilbert Montgomery.
Me too. I love Wilbert.
He was my favorite player.
You know what, but Pastor Wheeler, you know what the weird thing is? That for whatever reason, I also like Tony Dorsett. And that I know that doesn't make any sense.
Right.
But I did. Tony Dorsett was a really, you know, was a smooth, fast.
Tony Dorsett was the man.
Yeah. But he was a Cowboy, but right. I loved Wilbert. And then Wilbert, you know, Wilbert wasn't here much longer after the Super Bowl year. And then, for whatever reason, I liked Tony Dorsett. So
you're rooting for the Cowboys?
Absolutely not, though.
Sorry, what did you say?
I like Tony Dorsett.
He's a Cowboy.
Yeah, I was 7 years old.
Did you like
old.
Tiki?
Who?
Tiki.
Tiki Barber?
Yeah. It was like a similar comp. Well,
yes.
Oh, yeah, but
it's not like Emmitt Smith?
Not a Cowboy. No, I hated him. No. No, of course I hated Emmitt Smith, but I was also an adult. I wasn't a kid.
What? I was a kid. I was mad at Roy Williams. I wasn't. You know, pumped
yeah.
about,
you don't even, you don't
something
remember.
Strange about you liking Tony Dorsett, John.
So what year were you born?
Smell test is up.
What year were you born?
94.
All right, so tell me something about the 2001 Cowboys.
Dave Campa.
Was the coach?
I think so.
Who was the running back?
Emmitt Smith.
Did you hate him?
I didn't know Emmitt Smith. The first Cowboy.
Oh, you didn't know Emmitt Smith.
The first Cowboy I remember was Quincy Carter.
Right. Well, I guess that's my point, is that I was just too young to really realize what was going on. I was
you're,
like, yeah,
so
Tony Dorsett's
for the
cool.
Star.
Wilbert Montgomery was my favorite
star.
Player.
He rooted for the star. I think he told on himself.
I'm just being honest.
Where's Pop said? Did Pop see you root for Tony Dorsett?
Yes.
Man, after the Eagles lost the Super Bowl, going into the Super Bowl, my dad promised they win the Super Bowl. I had this football helmet. It was generic red. And he's like, they win the Super Bowl, we'll paint it green, we'll put the wings on and everything else. And I was like, yeah. And, you know, then they lose. So now it's, you know, 1981. You're like, all right, well, maybe they'll win this year. And they didn't go back until, you know, 23 years later.
Yeah.
So, that's always what I wanted. That was always my dream. I always had that red football helmet ready to paint it. Didn't happen, Jim. Didn't happen, Ike. Back to the folks. So, do we want a Cowboy fan here?
Sure. They're out there.
Tom, the Cowboys fan. Hi, Tom.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How's your day going so far?
Well, pretty good until now.
Well, come on. I'm a Cowboys fan. Listen, I'd rather listen. I'll be honest with you. As a Cowboys fan, I listen to their station down there. It bores me. Absolutely.
Do you really? Oh, so you're up there, but you're up here. You're up this way.
Yeah, I was born in the South, though.
Okay.
Come on. Give me some breathing.
No, listen. Believe me, you're talking to a guy who raised in the Midwest who rooted for the Lakers. So I fit in the bandwagon category, too, for certain things. But my point is to you, you live up this way, but you listen to
I listen down there, but I listen to you guys too.
Okay.
But when they don't talk football as much as like you guys up here.
We've learned that, yes.
Oh,
every time we go to check in on the shows, they're talking about baseball.
They're talking about everything but football. Yeah.
I'd rather listen to you guys talk about how bad Dallas is, and I laugh because it's true. It's honestly true. The season's horrible for me. But my biggest thing is, I like when people count us out because nobody knows what this – I'm not saying this quarterback's going to come out and light it up.
Uh-oh.
The problem is we don't know what he's going to bring to the table. We got a couple starters coming back. Both our teams are horrible. And like you said earlier, I don't know which one of you guys said earlier, I was out of my truck for a minute. But Once Dak got hurt, I gave up. I told my girlfriend the jersey came off. I was done after that. I'm ready for a draft pick.
Mm. Took your jersey off too. Sounds like a Cowboy fan.
Dude, I had to, man. But and honestly, I think it's going to be a good game. Obviously, I can say Dallas going to win, but honestly, I don't know. I mean, obviously, I want Dallas to win, but the Birds might take it. Who knows?
Mm. All right, Tom.
Okay.
All right. Appreciate it, man. Thanks for calling.
A little bit of gusto there, huh? No.
I mean, he's
got nothing from it.
No, he was good. It was actually, yeah, but the Cowboy fan has no bite, and how can they, right?
Well,
you know, how can you have a bite when you have your third string quarterback, when your team's completely falling apart, when Jerry Jones is your GM?
Let me tell you, we were on our third string quarterback, we wouldn't care.
Damn right.
Not losing to the Cowboys.
We're not losing to the Cowboys. If Nate Sudfeld was out there, we'd be talking trash tonight. Wouldn't we?
Marks and Riesel, 94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Tasty Cake Studios. Back to the phones in a second. But so coming up next Friday, Jack, you're going to have to help out with this because this was your idea.
Yeah.
We're going to have a special show. During the bye week, I guess there's going to be a special meeting on Friday, Jack. And what is the meeting?
So we're calling it the LTBB National Convention.
What? What?
The LTBB.
The National Convention.
The National Convention.
Okay.
We're going to find chapter members from all around the local communities. Like Delco,
yeah.
Montgomery County, like those, like South Jersey chapter of the LTBB. We'll name
New Mexico.
Those guys.
Or you got
California.
radio.com, so
right.
they're
That's
everywhere.
What I'm saying. Like, we're finding the local guys. We're going all around the world finding the LTBB chapters. We're planning on some big names, some national chapter of the LTBB.
Yeah.
I check in.
Okay.
The two haters are already ready for it. I already told Gilio I need an updated quarterback rankings. He's
for Friday.
For Friday, see how low Carson is. And if I could just ask for one thing, it's that please win this weekend, or else it's going
it's
down the tube.
Yeah, or we're not going to do it,
or else we're canceling it. So I really need an Eagles win this weekend because I'm trying to plan a big show next Friday. It's basically a preemptive LTBB Carson Wentz Appreciation Day.
It's a national convention.
Yeah, it's a national convention.
During
right.
the bye week of the NFL season, meeting of the LTBB needs to happen.
Yeah, we're going to talk important things like what was the moment that you fell in love with the Bronco? Like what was the moment where I was like, oh, that's my guy.
When he dropped that dime to Sprozy.
That's exactly
in
it.
Pittsburgh game.
What am I going to be doing on Friday then?
We'll see. We'll see what you're going to be doing on Friday.
We'll get you an invitation.
And the ultimate goal is to figure out if you're in or out, in or out on the Bronco.
Will you be accepting new members? On Friday?
No.
No?
No.
But people can help their case for when there's open enrollment.
This is the day for the LTBB to come together and in support
like
of the Bronco.
You came up with this?
Yeah, didn't even run it by you.
That's
true. I think he's trying to get his application moved back up to the top of the list.
He is.
Me and Ike, back to back.
That's next Friday, the LTBB
like
National Convention.
Oh, me and all my people. I love it.
Oh, Tom from Abington's going to be fired up.
Oh, man.
We'll see if Bruce. We'll see about Bruce.
And I'm not saying it for Tom. I'm saying it for all of them.
I already can't wait for the moment you fell in love with the Broncos segment.
Is Bruce allowed to be in the meeting?
Sure he is.
Okay.
He is.
I'm just checking.
He's repentant. He's good.
He's pretty feisty today.
Yeah. I'm going to let it go.
All right.
I'm going to forgive him. I'll let it go. He had a moment of weakness a couple weeks ago.
He did.
It's not easy being in this community, John.
It is not.
No, Carson will test you.
He will indeed, and he better have here's what we need, a good game Sunday night and a win.
It's going to test your commitment to see just how committed you are to him.
Indeed. All right, let's go back to the phones. We have Harvey in Somerton. Harvey, what's up? How are you?
Hi, how you doing? I'm hoping and I'm praying that they're going to win on Sunday night. As far as when I started to hate the Cowboys,
yes.
Up until this date, I didn't like them, but I didn't hate them. But after this date, I hated them. December 21st, 1980. It was the last game of the season. The Eagles were playing in Dallas. The Eagles were 12-3, and Dallas was 11-4. And up until that time, no team had scored more than 24 points on the Eagles. And what happened was... If for Eagles to win the NFC Championship, Dallas had to score more 25 points more than the Eagles. And what happened
is
was,
that right? That was the tiebreaker back then?
Yeah, and they ran up the score 21-0. And then the reason I hate Cowboys is because that was the game that Dennis Thurman clotheslined Harold Carmichael, threw him into the Eagles' bench.
Ended the streak.
And that ended his 127th game streak of catching a
pass. Yeah.
Hold on.
But the Eagles came back and they scored 27 points.
They scored 27 points, all their 27 points in the second half. Yep.
So the final score was 35-27. The Eagles lost, but they won because they won the...
only lost by 8 points, right.
Yeah, they won the division. So
Ike's got a question for you, Harv.
No, I'm good.
No?
Well, it's just a general question. It's not a question. It's more or less just a statement. I mean, Harold had his consecutive catch game streak ended through a clothesline from Dennis Thurman.
Cheap shot, yep.
Dallas Cowboy. I mean, was he knocked unconscious?
Had to lead the game.
Yeah, but did he the next week he didn't catch one, or was
no,
that
it was
game?
This game.
Oh, that game he got knocked. What quarter was it in?
I don't know that. We would have to.
Come on, big fella, I'm gonna need you to stay in the game.
Maybe someone can tell us when it happened in the game.
You want to get Harold on the phone?
215-592-9494.
Woman, ask him about it.
All right, text Ray and see if he has the answer.
Come on, big fella, I'm gonna need you to stay in the game, man.
He is bigger than like every other player.
That's what
I'm
saying, man. Come
that's
on
like
now.
That's like Dallas Goedert taking one punch and being done for the year.
Yeah, but like you know, it's Dallas Goedert did get knocked out, but at least he got knocked out, right? I mean, he didn't take a punch and then you know go down and stay down.
Come on, see, I need you to stay in the game, big fella. That streak is too important. Who was the quarterback? Roman Gabriel?
No, it was Jaws.
Was it Jaws?
Yeah. Jaws had 331 yards and a touchdown.
Damn, Jaws was out there willing and dealing like that?
Well, I mean, listen, they scored 27 in the second half.
And they threw a hospital ball to hell.
Come on, man.
That's funny. All right.
No, I always mess with Harold about that. I'm like, seriously, dude. You let a Cowboy in the streak, man? Come on, man.
He must have been hurt. Did he go out of the game?
Yeah, let him tell it. He was hurt.
I bet.
Yeah. I can kid with him because I love him and he knows it.
Yeah, you guys are homies.
And he played for the Cowboys.
Yes, he did, unfortunately.
Which was the hardest one to see play for the Cowboys, him or Randall?
Well, for me, Randall, because I wasn't
old enough. I didn't see Harold play for the Cowboys, so Randall.
Yeah, I wasn't old enough to really appreciate it. Randall was, even though he was clearly, you know, past his prime or whatever, still it was seeing the star on Randall Cunningham was like something I'd never thought I would see.
And that's got to be tough for a little, like someone to see. You
know? Yes.
Yes, it
At
was.
At least like when Donovan went to Washington, no one really cared anymore.
Nobody cared.
Nope. Donovan here.
Not even Andy.
Yeah, nope. He's like, oh, whatever. Andy didn't care. He's trading within the division.
Not for 1 second. No. Nope. Pretty amazing. Back to the phones with Anthony in Wilmington, Delaware. Anthony, what's up?
Hey, how's it going, fellas?
Ant.
What's up, Ant?
I tell you, I was born in 73, so I started rooting for the Eagles when they drafted Randall. And Randall's like my favorite Eagles quarterback of all time.
Mm-hmm.
So I started hating the Cowboys at an early age because when I was growing up, Aikman Irvin and Emmitt were the main Cowboys, and all their fans never saw the state of Texas, but they all ran their mouths about how great the Cowboys were. So I hated them just from the jump. All my high school and middle school classmates are Cowboy fans. And after we lost that one playoff game, 34-10, the hatred was real because Cowboy fans were harassing me for weeks after that. So that's why I hate that squad.
Yeah, it was tough, man. Appreciate it. I was in high school during their run and then just Woo! Out of high school during their run. A lot of Cowboy starter jackets around.
Oh, yeah.
In Philadelphia. Oh, yeah. It hurt. Seeing that hurt. What are you going to say? They were winning, right?
Yeah.
Can't say much about it. But the games, the Cowboys-Eagles games during the 90s, because that's when I was there, in the vet, were some of the most – I mean, I can't even today believe that it happened in the stands. I mean, you
were the fighting.
You were talking about, well, I mean, Cowboys fans, there would be a lot of jerseys.
Oh, I'm pretty sure they were brazen back then. They were winning championships and everything.
It's not like now where they recommend, like, don't wear your jersey to the game. I mean, you're talking about a lot of Cowboys jerseys. And not just that, like, they're picking fights.
Yeah.
I remember a guy wearing a Deion jersey, and the steps in the 700 level were really, they were steep. They were sharp going down, right? And this guy was like maybe midway up the steps, kind of like just talking to whoever was looking and being like, yeah, you know, how about them Cowboys? And someone came running from the aisle and just drilled him like he was coming across the middle in a football game, just drilled him. And you would see that stuff in the bathrooms, on the concourse. fights everywhere. Everywhere.
Yeah.
And security's afraid to get involved in it because there's too much of it going on. So, like, we're trying to break up fights. There's nothing's happening.
Yeah, not paying me enough to get in there and stop these maniacs.
Man, they were trying to survive. And I don't blame them.
Listen, when I was playing those back in those days, we used to see – we would just – especially my first couple of years, we were losing half the time.
Yeah, look up.
Yeah, and we would just look at the yellow jackets, wherever the yellow security jackets, like, oh, there go one right there. There's a fight breaking out over there. And you would see like five or six yellow security jackets running to an area, and you knew something was happening in the stands because nothing was happening on the field. Something was happening in the stands, though, and it was a fight breaking out.
All over the place.
All over the place.
Crazy.
The worst was when the Cowboys fans would show up to, like, not Eagles Cowboys games. Like,
right.
You ever go to the Eagles?
Yes, and they wear the Cowboy jersey.
Yeah, and it's like, what are you doing here? They're not playing the Cowboys.
Eagles and
today.
The Chargers, and there's a Cowboy wise guy. Yeah, you get that guy.
Yep.
Absolutely. There was also I remember many games going to the WIP tent, which isn't set up like it is now, where you guys are, you know, we're up on a stage or whatever when we're down at the link, Ike. Back then, it was literally a tent right in the middle of everything. And the one year, the guy, I don't remember who it was, but he had a chainsaw, and there was a blow-up Cowboys thing, and he's trying to chainsaw it, but it gets caught in the chainsaw.
Oh, yeah,
and the thing turns on him and cuts him bad.
Right. Yeah. I mean, listen.
How did they get past that past legal, like?
I don't know.
I played 2 years varsity.
I mean, we had the King performing a funeral. Right?
With T.O., Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Is that when he became an Eagles fan again?
Yes.
No, I think he had already crossed
Well, no,
back
with
over.
Andy. It was with Andy. Yes.
Okay.
When Andy came to town, he was...
And he had to explain it for the 50th time last night?
Yes.
Good.
More than 50, Ike. More than 50. It's been 20 years that he's been having to explain it. Because I remember Dallas Cowboy fan Howard Eskin. That's what I
remember.
He's
a loser.
Back to the phones. Let's tell you about Guided Door and Window. 20% off all windows and doors. No money down, up to 3 years to pay off interest-free. Call Guided Door and Window today, 877-GO-GUIDA, or visit GOGUIDA.com. Also, the Brandon Graham Show, every Monday night with myself, with Howard Eskin, and with Brandon Graham. And we won't be at Chickie's this year like we normally are. So bring Chickie's to you. On your way home, grab some crab fries and wings from Chickie's and get a six-pack of Miller Lite and listen to the show. Brought to you by Miller Lite and Chickie's and Pete's, indoors and outdoors, socially distanced for the best in-game experience. All right, back to the phones. We have a real Cowboy fan, Ike. Mike in North Philly. Mike?
What's going on, fellas?
What's going on with you?
What's up, Mike?
I just wanted to, you know, I'm disappointed, and they call themselves real Cowboy fans. They're not representing. I would never turn my back on my Cowboys, but before y'all get rid of me, I just wanted to bring something up. So if you throw the Washington game out, we don't have a bad loss. We lost to the Rams, 5-2, probably going to playoffs. Lost to Cleveland, 5-2, probably going to playoffs. Seattle, I mean, it goes on. We have no bad loss.
Do the details of the games matter?
Well,
like giving a 49 burger to the Browns?
Well, of course the score don't matter. A loss is a loss, but I mean we lost to all playoff teams. If you take the Washington game out where our quarterback went down. I don't understand why. I mean, you guys were favorite, Cincinnati, tie, favorite Washington, loss. I don't understand why everybody acting like we're playing like the 85 Bears. I mean, we lost.
Your defense is giving up 34.5 points a game. The Eagles have their starting quarterback. You're on your third string quarterback.
That's true.
Well, that's
but
why.
Do you get any points real quick for coming back in the Baltimore game? Do you get any points for coming back in the
Pittsburgh game? No, it's a loss.
Loss, right?
Mm-hmm. It's a loss.
You got the loss, right?
But you know what you get points for? Beating the Giants.
We beat the Giants.
I know. We have two wins. You have two wins. We have a tie.
Like, why is it a 10-point line?
Because you have a third-string quarterback. That's a seventh. It's a rookie and a seventh-round pick. That's why.
Exactly. Exactly.
Okay.
But you got y'all not worried a little bit?
I have no concern.
Well, he's not.
No,
I got about 10% worry in me.
I have no concern.
I'm just saying. I mean, that corner y'all guys got, like, they get burnt at least twice every game.
Oh, yeah, your secondary is fantastic, Mike.
No, they're not. They're not.
Okay.
But, I mean, look at who we lost to, Arizona. 5-2. Like, we lost to good teams. Y'all meet up that
schedule. You got smoked by good teams. Smoked.
Yeah, and your schedule, that's coming
up. And the Eagles have at least been competitive. If you want to compare losses, the Eagles have been more competitive than you.
But we played better teams than you guys.
Really? Pittsburgh and Baltimore. What do you mean?
That's two. We played five. We played five. I said, take the Washington loss out. Everybody else has a +3 winning
record. All right,
played
Mike.
Four good teams.
All right, Mike.
Played the Rams, the Seahawks, the Browns, and the Cardinals.
Yes.
Played four good teams. I get the point he was trying to make. His problem is that he's on his third-string quarterback.
Yeah.
See, no, he was trying to make the point of, to his own Cowboy fans, why are you all so worried? This team isn't a world-beating team.
And this game's up for the grab.
Yes, that's basically what he was trying to say. It's like, we don't have any reason to be afraid of the Eagles. They've lost some bad games also.
Mm.
And we've been in games. But the problem is, you have an unknown at quarterback. Meaning that Cowboy fans don't know what the hell to expect from the quarterback this Sunday.
Sure. And, I mean, who knows what we're actually going to get. But you should. I mean, if I was a fan of the team, I'd be like, well, the seventh-round rookie. What can you really expect from him? We'll see.
Well, I mean, listen, they scored 13 points the last 2 weeks. I give him credit. Because, quite frankly, we would be making a case for our backup quarterback, too, if he was out there.
Not if it was Sudfeld.
Yeah, we would.
I would say you wouldn't, but I guarantee you
fans would.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Fans would. I wouldn't.
Oh, there was talk of Sudfeld leading this team to the Super Bowl when Wentz went down.
Well, listen.
Exactly.
He
we can talk ourselves into a lot of things.
He is biding his time for when he becomes a free agent after this year, because there's going to be jobs for Nate Sudfeld, per him. That's what he thinks.
Oh, sure. There'll be jobs out there. He just won't get any of them.
Howie said he's prepared to lead a team. So,
Jack, are we able
the XFL coming back?
Are we able to check in? So earlier in the show, we checked in with our sister station in Dallas, 105.3 The Fan. Mm-hmm. What were they talking about? They're talking about the assistant coach hiring
the Nets
in Brooklyn.
Mike D'Antonio.
Yeah.
D'Antonio?
D'Antoni.
Yeah, D'Antoni.
Former Sixers assistant coach, Mike D'Antoni.
Right.
Just the Rockets head coach. Who
people thought he was going to get the job here.
Right.
We just kind of went in and be like, all right, let's say, I'm sure they're talking Eagles and Cowboys. No, they were talking about an assistant coach hiring in Brooklyn. So I'm sure at this point in the show, Jack, they have to be talking about the big matchup on Sunday night. Let's bring it up. Let's hear it.
In our own world. And like, I love baseball because the Rangers are here. They've been here my entire life, and it's easy to root for them and everything like that. But you brought up so many baseball fans are made because you fall in love with, you know, Durham or wherever you're growing up, and you get into minor league ball. And do you think that Major League Baseball is looking to eliminate a ton of minor league teams? At least they did this last season.
They're talking about minor league baseball elimination.
They didn't eliminate them because there was no minor leagues. Remember, the government fought back within the pandemic.
Right.
How about them Cowboys?
Now not that important.
We're talking more about the Cowboys in the station down there.
Yes.
And I can't speak for our guys in the morning. I better. We're talking a lot of Cowboys because they're very Cowboy centric.
Right. Oh yeah. This is the
Shannon RJ.
Yeah. This is the afternoon show.
Right.
Well, maybe it's a.
Assistant coach hire in Brooklyn in the NBA and minor league baseball elimination.
You imagine Spike's reaction if he heard us talking about that today?
Well, he's not here, but I would imagine
he'd be here.
He would get the bat signal from wherever he is.
Yes. Oh, you best believe he's checked in on the show today.
Yes.
You know that.
Radio.com app goes everywhere.
It goes everywhere. He's checked in on the show.
Including Dallas. And we were just listening to it. All right, well, we'll get another check-in before we get out of here. More phone calls. Our picks are coming up as well.
We forgot one of the top stories today, man.
What's that?
Trevor Lawrence.
Oh, yeah. It came down last night.
Man.
Yeah. You best bet that he's going to be playing next week.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, Nick Saban was coaching.
Nick Saban coached the day after he tested positive. Yeah, but I don't buy it for a freaking second that all this is all false positive. Yeah, right. You know,
they said Nick's was a false positive?
Yeah, because he was negative the next day.
Yeah, after he had already said he was going to coach on Saturday.
Like, all right, coach said that he's not going to sit out.
Game, yeah.
What are we going
to
do?
Yeah, we got to come up with a way to get him out here.
We need some negative tests. Marks and Reese. We'll come back. Eagles fans, even Cowboys fans, let's hear from you. 215-592-9494. Your phone calls next. We'll check back in Dallas. It's Marks and Reese.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.